AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. On the eve of NBA free agency, a trio of the game's biggest stars stole the spotlight in California. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
In Los Angeles, it appears LeBron James is staying put and Paul George could be on the move. A person familiar with the situation tells the AP that James didn't exercise his option on a $51.4 million contract for the upcoming season, but the terms of a new deal could be finalized quickly. George didn't pick up his Clippers option worth $48.8 million. He's planning to talk to the Clippers about a new deal, but intends to hear pitches from other teams. Meanwhile, there's uncertainty about Klay Thompson's future with the Warriors, although general manager Mike Dunleavy says the team wants him back and hopes he'll re-sign.
In Major League Baseball, Yankees outfielder Juan Soto was scratched from the lineup Saturday because of a bruised right hand. X-rays did not reveal a fracture. On the field, New York suffered its fifth loss in six games, falling 9-3 to the Blue Jays. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. slugged a two-run homer and drove in six for Toronto, much to the chagrin of Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
He's hot right now, without question. And ride a changeup out to right center, his first at-bat's pretty impressive. I thought Fergie did a good job with him coming in there with him loaded, getting to two strikes, and, you know, he kind of bounces one down the line. That's kind of a little unfortunate.
Elsewhere in the American League, the Guardians made easy work of the Royals. Correspondent Greg Eklund has more.
A controversial home run put the Cleveland Guardians in the lead for good, en route to a 7-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. A long ball down the left field line by John Kenzie Noel in the fourth inning was ruled fair with a man aboard. It gave the win to Guardians starter Tanner Bibee.
I feel like I have the same mindset every time I go out there. I mean, I'm trying to go out there. I'm trying to go as deep as I can, keep us in the game, and get the win, essentially.
The win prevented the Guardians from what would have been their longest losing streak of the year.
More on the latest in sports is coming up next. Back to the diamond in the American League, a grand slam first helped the Orioles surge past the defending champion Rangers. Correspondent Craig Heist.
Heston Kerstad hit his first career grand slam in the fifth inning as the Orioles held off a late charge by the Rangers to win 6-5.
Those are the moments you want to be a part of. You know, definitely put a couple runs across right there for the team. You know, definitely big moment for sure.
Anthony Santander also homered as the Orioles have now hit 60 homers for the month of June, a club record for 1 month. Rookie pitcher Cade Povich went five innings for his first major league win.
First major league win, but more importantly a team win, and continuing to just try and stack those together.
The Rangers got homers from Corey Seager, Derek Hill, Nathaniel Lowe, and Adolis Garcia. Michael Lorenzen took the loss. Craig Kimbrell earned his 19th save. The Rangers have now lost six straight for the second time this season.
The Angels edged the Tigers 6-5 in 10 innings, and the Twins handled the Mariners 5-1. In interleague play, the Astros rallied from five runs down to beat the Mets 9-6, with Alex Bregman hitting a tie-breaking two-run single in the eighth. Houston manager Joe Espada.
It's a great team win. The bullpen, phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. Our guys staying ready, on the bench to pinch hit, knowing their plan, the communication during that game, the coaches getting guys ready to hit. You know, I couldn't ask for a better overall effort.
The Padres routed the Red Sox 11-1, Manny Machado homering twice and driving in five. The White Sox beat up the Rockies 11-3. The Nationals handled the Rays 8-1, and the Diamondbacks blanked the Athletics 3-0. In the National League, the Dodgers scored seven times in the 11th inning to beat the rival Giants 11-7. Will Smith hit a tie-breaking two-run double to make it 9-7. Miguel Rojas finished 3-for-5 with four RBIs. The Marlins took care of the Phillies again. Here's AP's Dave Ferry.
Nick Fortes fueled a go-ahead two-run seventh that allowed the Marlins to beat the Phillies for the second time in 3 days, 3-2. Phil's manager, Rob Thompson.
Eight base runners, you're probably not going to score many runs. So we got to get on base. We got to, take our base hits, try not to do too much. And eventually, you're going to score.
The Phils were up 2-1 until Fortes lined an RBI double and scored on Jazz Chisholm Jr.'s single. Nick Gordon smacked a solo homer in the second and had two of Miami's eight hits. Andrew Nardi retired four batters to get the win, and Tanner Scott picked up the save. Aaron Nola took the loss, yielding three runs over six and two-thirds. The NL East leaders are 9-10 in their last 19 games.
The Braves were 2-1 winners over the Pirates in 10 innings. It was the Cubs over the Brewers 5-3, and the Reds down the Cardinals 9-4. In the WNBA, the Aces stayed hot with an 11-point win over the Mystics. Correspondent Jane Ferry has the details.
Jackie Young and Chelsea Gray combined for over half the Aces' points in their fourth straight win, 88-77 versus the Mystics. Young provided 26 points for Las Vegas, which opened the season 6-6 before their current winning streak. Gray finished with 22 points and helped the Aces outscore Washington 21-8 in the fourth quarter.
When we're able to get stops and they're playing catch up in transition, it's really hard sometimes. Their matchups, they were closing out. We were getting downhill and spraying for threes or another penetration into the lane. So just playing off of each other, really.
The Mystics led by 9 early in the second half before the Aces went on a 12-2 run. Stephanie Dolson led Washington with 23 points. Las Vegas is 10-6, and the Mystics are 4-15.
In the NHL, the Utah Hockey Club acquired two-time Stanley Cup champion Mikhail Sergachev from Tampa Bay and John Marino from New Jersey. In tennis, Novak Djokovic says his right knee has responded well after surgery to repair a torn meniscus, and he considers himself ready to contend at Wimbledon. And in golf, Akshay Bhatia and Aaron Rye each shot 4-under-68 and share a one-shot lead at 17-under through three rounds at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. I'm Gethin Kulbaum, AP Sports.